Organizing for America volunteer Rich Hatch went door to door in a large apartment complex.
I'm with OFA, and we're trying to get people to register to vote.
This group was the grassroots organization campaigning for President Obama in 2008. Newly registered voters helped push Mr. Obama and a few Texas Democratic legislators into office. Andy Brown chairs the Travis County Democratic Party.
It could make a huge difference. In 1990, Ann Richards would not have won without the huge boost in turnout she got in Travis County, and so we're trying to do the same thing here for Bill White, and we think that we can do it.
Brown says they're focusing on apartments to catch residents who have changed addresses. They're also targeting African Americans, Hispanics, and first-time voters who traditionally haven't showed up at the polls. Volunteer Vincent Harding found one potential voter.
Are you registered to vote, sir?
I'm not a citizen.
Okay.
I will become probably in about 2 months.
Okay.
I already applied for my citizenship.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Then I'm doing it because that I wanted to participate. Yeah.
But as Democrats inch towards changing the tide in Texas, Brian Preston with the Texas Republican Party says they're ready for the challenge. The state GOP launched its Texas Victory 2010 campaign last month. And this week, the party put a call out for grassroots volunteers to staff its newly born Texas Trailblazers group.
Matt Engel and the Democrats over there have really ramped up their targeting on the Texas House. Definitely the Texas Trailblazers is part of our efforts to defend a house and also to defend our statewides. And, you know, just to keep Texas the way it is. Texas right now is just a great counterpoint to everything that's going on in Washington.
Preston says the Texas Trailblazers are 500 strong already. They'll start mobilizing block walks, phone banks, and canvassing in August. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.